Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we are joined by Jennifer Flynn, Vice President of Healthcare Risk Management at Healthcare Provider Service Organization, or HPSO. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today, Jen.
Thanks so much, Brian, for having me. It's great to be here.
So, today, we're going to be discussing the dangers and opportunities for pharmacists that are flooded throughout social media today. More specifically, we'll be exploring how HPSO helps pharmacists and other providers avoid potential risks when considering their social media presence. So, Jen, to start, can you just tell us what really counts as social media for pharmacists?
Sure. And maybe the answer to this question would have been a lot easier a few years ago, but social media and platforms that we exchange ideas on or create and share content have really exploded. You probably know the bigger platforms like Facebook and Instagram, YouTube and the like, other platforms like blogs or video logs can be used, I think. Socially, there's also ways of using social media professionally that might be your pharmacy schools or residency programs or even professional organizations or societies that allow, again, that creation, that sharing, that interacting on their platforms to either, like I said, and even networking. And I think this is where the distinction is because there are definitely social media platforms, but social networking as a general concept is really bringing together these platforms and even helps at times for pharmacists and other like-minded people to find each other to share their ideas and those who have similar interests. So it's really runs the gamut, I think is the answer.
Cool. So I wanted to focus in on the pharmacist's use of social media. So, how might a pharmacist harm themselves or their professional career by posting to social media?
Yeah, and unfortunately, this has become a professional risk for pharmacists and other license providers because once you hold that license, the state hands you over that license and says you've met the requirements to practice as a provider in the state, it's done so with the responsibility to act ethically and professionally, conduct becoming a licensed professional and the public's trust is in you because of that your education and that license that you hold. Some of the ways that pharmacists harm themselves when they use social media is if there's ever times where they are advertising or using exaggerated statements, if they don't disclose that they are benefiting in some way, financially or otherwise, by endorsing a certain product or brand, that could be misleading to the folks who are reading those posts and following what you say. There's also definitely areas where we get into misrepresentation, whether you are putting yourself out there as an expert in a certain area or a certain specialty of pharmacy practice. And you just want to be careful that if you have, certainly you want to get credit for the degree and qualifications and experience you have earned, but you also want to be careful that you're not over promoting any unearned credentials, or if that someone might interpret it as you having credentials that you didn't earn by way of what you are saying and the tone that you're using. You probably are most familiar with the idea of privacy and pharmacists breaching that confidentiality. So not posting anything that could create conflict with and expose your patients without their consent. And a lot of this privacy, these privacy issues really comes down to knowing your facility or your employer's policies and procedures around those postings in order not to do that in the first place.
Awesome. Yeah, no, very well said. I think obviously so much encapsulates like what social media is used, like I said, b both inside and outside of healthcare, and things like just develop so much. So I wanted to dive into that patient privacy aspect a little deeper right here. So what are some of the key recommendations to help protect patient privacy on social media, and why does that matter in a digital world?
Yeah. Patient privacy is one of those things that the patient has a right to. And again, you as a licensed provider have a responsibility to protect. So, one of the factors or risk factors of when you are posting is that any posting that's done so without and breaching that privacy can really reflect poorly on providers or the employers that they work for. And so it could muddy the waters a little bit about your professional image, your how the public views you as an influencer, and it could even get you in trouble with not just your employer who would not want you to do that and the patient, but a lot of these time that we're living in, those breaches in confidentiality and privacy might even result in the patient raising a complaint to your state board of pharmacy to have the board look into your ethical and professional practice. So not only can breaching privacy have an effect on your reputation, but it actually could result in the board sanctioning your license if they find that you didn't act accordingly to protect the board's mission is to protect the public, to protect the constituents of that state. And so they're gonna work in that authority to keep public trust in the profession.
No, yeah, totally agree. Obviously, patient safety is a crucial issue in several areas within healthcare. And a lot of times when you talk about social media and like these professional spaces, it's very like a slippery slope as far as like avoiding those risks and stuff. But at the same time, it's also a very big opportunity. So I wanted to like delve into that. So how can pharmacists really benefit from the use of social media and being present on various platforms?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great ways that pharmacists can use social media for their professional use, use it ethically. Some of the top things that come to mind is really staying current with literature and studies and updates on drugs, certainly expanding their professional network. I think that's what we probably think of most with these social media platforms, but you can today, people use it for all kinds of things, advocating for something that you're passionate about, education for and raising awareness for some area that you do have expertise in, being a voice for the profession and using that to really work within the networks to promote safe and effective care. I think a lot of times we see that if pharmacists don't know or acknowledge their patients, one of the areas that they that can harm them is if a patient is bringing forth a complaint of some sort or even expressing an opinion that they don't agree with, even the response to that can breach that privacy, that safety of the patient. And so you if you're going to use it for professional in a professional area, you want to make sure that not only are you using professional judgment, but are using evidence-based guidelines. You're being careful with your tone that you're using and the words that you're using to get your point across. Because what we don't want to have happen is you're trying to use it professionally, and some comment that you while you didn't intend for it to be with a certain tone or using a certain words, that actually can attract more negative comments from other followers. And it just creates an unfortunate situation. So I would say, like, if you're going to use it for professional use, it's really to keep it separate from personal, from your personal values, and just keep it to professional guidance and thoughts.
Awesome. Yeah, I very much agree with that. I think a lot of these like sentiments are they may seem like pretty obvious to some people, but at the end of the day, like social media is it's there for everyone and it's only evolving day by day. So it's still important to keep up with these just ideas surrounding their use on a day-to-day basis. So I really appreciate you taking the time today. I just had one more question to address
Yeah.
your and your organization's role in all this, but what is HPSO's role in assisting pharmacists in the use of social media or just providers in general and going forward in the in this digital age that we're living in right now?
Yeah. So HPSO, many people might know as a provider of professional liability insurance, and they might even think of malpractice for that, which that's definitely the main purpose of the policy. But there are other coverage extensions a pharmacist would be afforded under that policy. And one of those is defense reimbursement for State Board of Pharmacy matters. And so if you should happen to find yourself under investigation by the board and have a policy with us, you would want to call us to understand how that policy extension would be triggered by the coverage and how you can protect yourself and connect with an attorney in your state, in your area, to help defend that matter against the board. But beyond that, HPSO, through our website, through our risk education and learning section on the website, we do share a lot of information, recommendations, best practices, examples on our website that not only raise your awareness of some of the liability risks that you might face in practice today, but through those recommendations, help you incorporate and start and have good risk control habits now and throughout your career.
Awesome. That's very well said. I think this is a great conversation. Tackling pharmacists in the social media world right now and HPSO's role in like really assisting them and guiding them in this world. And like it's pharmacists, providers are caring for patients, but sometimes like other entities need to step in and help out the providers and the pharmacists. So I really appreciate you tackling this topic and joining us today.
Great. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.